Groucho Marx samurai pattern. Once there was this Japanese dude, an old-school swordsman, a samurai, fought and killed a bunch of people, decided to write a book about the philosophy of being a samurai. Today that book is still read. It's kind of like The Art of War by Sun Tzu, a collection of battle strategies and philosophies. They are both similar in that the people that read these books are not samurai or seasoned military warriors. They are business people and those in general who want some insights into daily life. Because, as you know, daily life is a battle. It's never easy. So it's a good idea to have a collection of ideas and strategies to help you out. Or at the very least, to be able to understand that we humans have been dealing with these same silly issues since the dawn of time. One of the ideas in the Book of Five Rings, the book by Samurai Miyamoto Musashi, is that once you see a structure somewhere, you'll see it everywhere. This is a function of our brain. Our brains are pattern recognition devices. Once you train your brain to see a pattern in one place, you will see this pattern everywhere. One fantastic experience I had with this was when I noticed a similarity in structure between humor and hypnosis. In hypnosis, they have something called phonological ambiguity, two words that have the same sound but different meanings. Used cleverly during an otherwise normal conversation, these can fade the brain of your target. They can sort of get two meanings at once from your message, and they'll kind of wonder which of those two meanings is correct while you're still speaking. There are a lot of these kinds of patterns in covert hypnosis. Did he mean this or did he mean that? Most of the time when we communicate, the meaning is clear and we rarely pay much attention to it. But carefully placed ambiguities within a message can catch their brain, and it keeps their brain. And while they're wondering what the heck what it was that you just said, you're still talking about other stuff and sliding all kinds of ideas into their brains. This is why things are funny. They make our brains feel different than normal. A funny joke is a very quick bolt of what the F? A hypnotic communication is a much slower, much more drawn out what the F? Groucho Marx was the king of ambiguous humor. His most famous, time flies like an arrow, fruit flies like a banana. Studying the linguistics of covert hypnosis can do wonders for your social status. And if you happen to ever speak from the stage, you can trance out as many people at once as you want. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.